It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Hi, folks. Charlie Cochran live in the KSRO studio with you every Monday from 12 to 12:30. I come in here with my partner, Rachel Erickson, and we talk about some aspect of the law. You can also give us a call down at the office if you need to call us at 544-9006. That's 707-544-9006. And as Daryl just said, you can give us a call down here at the studio every Monday from 12 to 12:30 and ask a legal question by calling 636-1350. That's 636-1350. And Rachel, today we thought we'd talk a little bit about I thought we would talk a little bit about some of the cases we don't take. We do take a lot of cases, not just personal injury, though I gotta say I am a specialist at personal injury, having worked for Allstate and Industrial Indemnity Insurance Company. And I've done this almost 38 years. So you can give me a call at 544-9006 if you've been in an auto accident or been injured through the fault of another.
You know, one of the things that occurred to me, Charlie, you said you've been practicing almost 38 years. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know how all those construction outfits or, you know, different places say, with a combined and experience number of years, and I'm like, I've never calculated it, but between the four of us, we probably have well over 150 years of experience,
right?
Or pretty close to right about there, just between the four of us.
Sure. Guy Kornblum has been practicing for probably 40 plus years.
Longer. Yeah, he's been up there for a long time.
He was the assistant dean of Hastings College of Law, and he's written four books. Several of them are in multiple editions now. He wrote the original book on bad faith, California Insurance Bad Faith Litigation, and he is the authority in the United States on insurance bad faith. Joe Harbison has been practicing for well over 40 years, and he's a specialist in medical malpractice cases, well regarded across the country as one of the best medical malpractice lawyers. Like I said, I've been practicing for 38 years come May 1st. And the bottom line is,
and I come in limping at the end at almost 20.
Yeah. So So she's the junior one at 20 years practicing.
That means I have all the fire.
That's right.
I still have some fire left.
Yeah.
And everybody else is like, let me tell you how it's done.
Yeah. So if you have a question for us, a legal question, give us a call down here at the studio at 636-1350. That's 636-1350, and we'll give you our legal opinion on the air. Rachel, today I thought we would talk a little bit about cases we don't take.
Well, yeah, and there are classes of cases we don't take, you know, certain cases that fall under a certain umbrella, like bankruptcy. We don't do bankruptcy law. We've talked about that some, but we haven't ever really talked about why we won't take a particular case. And there are a lot of reasons why I might reject your case. I tend to hate rejecting cases. I'd prefer to go ahead and pursue whatever I can and do it efficiently and so that it's at least cost to everybody involved. I know one of the things that people think about lawyers is that they're all greedy. And it's true. A lot of lawyers are greedy. But I am one of those silly people who went into the law because I was hoping that I could actually, you know, help people out. So I tend to get myself in some trouble in the business arena sometimes. So sometimes I might reject a case because it's a bad business decision. Did you have something you wanted to say in there?
Well, in the business aspect of the law, the business practice of the law, a lot of lawyers don't think about this, but, you know, in the end, you're in a business. And the fact is, you have to make profit to stay in business.
And you have to pay your people, and you have to pay your overhead, and you have to, I mean, you've got to keep a business running.
And a lot of lawyers are very bad business people.
That is very true. So some of the better ones tend to build a bigger firm and hire some of those that maybe are excellent lawyers, but either are not good business people or don't care to be good business people. So
here's one of the aspects of the practice that I generally reject. About every month or two, I get a 3-page handwritten letter from a inmate of the California State Penitentiary. And they are usually complaining about the fact that they were not given adequate medical care, or that they were framed in a conspiracy by the district attorney, or they have not been able to exercise their constitutional rights. And the bottom line is, inmates of the California Penitentiary, I'm generally not going to take your case, and no lawyer generally is going to take your case. It'll have to be a case that is where you've suffered personal injury at the hands of another, such as getting beaten by a police officer or a prison guard or something
like
that.
But even those were very, very sketchy on taking those kinds of cases, because what typically happens is somebody says, oh, I have this case and this horrible thing happened to me, and we say, great, do you have some evidence? Oh, I've got so much evidence. Okay, bring it on in, let's have a look. And their evidence is this jumble of papers that mean absolutely nothing. So a lot of times the evidence is just flat out not there. And then the other problem is that with inmate cases, if you're in the penitentiary for some sort of fraud, theft, anything involving mistruths, then we're not going to be able to take your case, because that is a lying crime, and we cannot be in the business of representing liars, because they're not going to believe your side of the story.
Lying liars who lie?
That's right. Exactly. We are not in the business of representing lying liars who lie. And we usually, if we find out that you have been convicted of a lying felony, then we will probably not represent you, depending on how old it was, what it was. I mean, really, it's very case by case specific. But if you're actually in prison for that crime, get hurt while in prison, and then want us to represent you, it's too much for us to take on, and not a good business.
Okay, how about this, Rachel? What about conspiracy theorists?
Generally, the same problem applies with conspiracy theorists, and I don't mind conspiracy theorists. You go and have your theory, and I may have some of my own, but, generally what happens when a conspiracy theorist wants an attorney, what they do is they want you to take on the
John
world.
John Lennon killed John Kennedy.
Well, yeah. No, obviously we're not going to take that, but, I mean, I get cases that where people will come in and say the police department is corrupt, or public safety is corrupt, or the government's corrupt, or the judicial systems, the judges in our case, we get this often. Well, that judge ruled against me, and he was corrupt, and he destroyed evidence, and all these things. And I get that frequently, actually. And I won't take those cases, because it's a very vague theory. There's no evidence to point to it, other than it's what you think, and what you say you think you saw, which maybe isn't what you think you saw. Anyway, it's typically not something that we're gonna pursue, and often it's on such a big scale that we're just not equipped to handle that kind of a. Even if it were true that the California government is corrupt, we don't have the resources to take on the whole government.
Right. Here's one. I want you to take the case on principle. It's the principle of the matter.
Here's the thing that I struggle with on that, is that I thought when I went to practice law that I'm really out there to get justice for my people. So am I fighting for the principle of the matter? You bet I am. I am absolutely fighting for the principle of the matter. But if you come in to me and tell me that that's the only reason you're there, I will not take your case flat out. And any attorney that does is making a bad decision, because we may never be able to get you the justice that you want. We can't change the world. All we can do is maybe get an injunction to stop some action. We can get a restraining order to stop somebody from bugging you. We can sue people for money damages if you've been harmed or injured. But largely, we don't have the power to change the world. You're going to have to go to Marvel Endgame for that. It's not us.
Well, also, you're going to, you know, a lot of times things are going to be legislative. I mean, the bottom line is you're not going to be able to change the law.
Well, sometimes you can, but boy, you better be ready for millions of dollars and years of litigation to get to changing the law from our perspective. So, it's the principle of the thing, and that's it. I feel like there's never a way I can get you the justice you want at that point, if that's the only thing you want. No matter what I do for you, it's not going to be enough. You will not be happy. You know, I could get you $15 million and it wouldn't be enough to change what your issue is.
We've been talking today so far about cases we don't take. When we come back, we're going to be talking about cases we do take. And in the meantime, I'm Charlie Cochran with Rachel Erickson, and this is Monday's edition of Ask the Expert.
Hi, this is Scott Barbieri with Wine Spectrum in Santa Rosa. I recently had a personal injury case handled by Charlie Cochran and his legal team. Charlie and his team kept me informed of my case as it went through litigation. And most important, they return your phone calls. My case successfully settled without trial. If you've been involved in an auto accident, call Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson at 707-544-9006.
Call the legal team of Kornblum, Cochran, Erickson, and Harbison today.
This is North Bay Biz Country.
The May issue is out, and this month's issue is all about housing, real estate, and construction. This is Lawrence Amaturo, publisher of North Bay Biz Magazine. We're your one-stop shop for hot trends, topics, and issues impacting Napa, Marin, and Sonoma, all in living color, each and every month. Well, it's been 19 months since the 2017 firestorm, and recovery, resilience, and hope are under construction. This month's cover story explores our rebuild success and the challenges we still face. In Fighting Fire with Forethought, you'll learn about new construction trends that are making our homes safer than ever. How critical is your downtown to your community? For decades, Rohnert Park residents have longed for one, and now the friendly city will finally get it. It's called Station Avenue. It will revitalize and transform the community, and it couldn't happen soon enough. So if you're not one of our 50,000 readers yet, get your free issue by emailing us at sample@northbaybiz.com.
Helping grow your business isn't just something we do, it's all we do.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate, but you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on Newstalk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Hi, folks. Charlie Cochran live in the KSRO studio with you every Monday from 12 to 1230. I come in here with my partner, Rachel Erickson, and we talk about some aspect of the law. Today, so far, we've talked about some of the cases we don't take, like prison inmates, conspiracy theorists, people that want to bring a lawsuit just on principle. Now let's talk about some of the cases we do take. And so you can give us a call down at the office if you have a question about one of these topics at 544-9006. That's 544-9006. I'd like to tell you, first of all, I am an expert when it comes to insurance and auto accidents. I used to be an Allstate house counsel, an industrial indemnity house counsel, and for 25 years I worked for various insurance companies. I know insurance companies from the inside out because I used to work for them. For the last 15 years or so, I've done only plaintiff cases. I don't take insurance defense cases anymore. If you've been wronged or injured through the fault of another, like in an auto accident, a trip and fall, a dog bite, things like that, I will take your case generally.
Sure. If you have a reasonable case where you got some damages, we'll absolutely take that kind of a case. We always give a free consultation. You can come on in, talk with one or the other of us. I know a lot of people that, you know, fall into this trap of calling, you know, some of these firms that do ads on TV or have billboards out there, and they never actually really talk to the attorney. They just talk to assistants, or maybe if they're lucky, a paralegal. And if you are in that kind of a law suit where you've got an attorney that you've never met, I think that that's a disservice to you. I think you need to know who your attorney is, and your attorney needs to know who you are.
A lot of times people come in and they talk to both of us.
Sometimes that happens,
We talk to them for over an hour, maybe 2 hours.
Depends on the complexity of the case. And a lot of times in elder abuse cases, the first consultation goes quite a while because you got to figure out, you know, who the people are that belong to the family that are involved in the dispute. And I've talked about elder abuse cases on this show where sometimes it's the family involved, sometimes it's home caregivers, sometimes it's a skilled nursing facility that has done the wrong. However that happens, those are very sticky cases. I've got one that I'm working on now that's kind of heartbreaking, but that's how it goes, and that's what we're in the business of trying to fix.
You've taken on and been successful in employment law cases.
Yeah, I mentioned that a little bit a couple weeks ago, I think. That is not an area I specialize in, but because I know the rules of civil procedure so well and better than most, I can take on other areas of the law where I may not know the law, and then I just get co-counsel from another attorney who knows the specific law for that area, and then I can get us through the procedure, and the team makes a really great effort. And I've got a couple of lawyers that I'm working with on some very interesting and difficult employment cases where the employees are being just horrifyingly, just the treatment they've been under has been really bad. And we would hope at this day and age that we would be beyond gender discrimination where, you know, they're calling the female employees bitches and stuff like that. You'd think that we'd be beyond that by now. Well, sorry to say we're not. And these particular cases that I'm working on right now do not have a sexual harassment edge to them, though I do have some of those too. And the sexual harassment is something that we do pretty darn well, I think. And I do have one of those.
I've been teaching other attorneys in the area of sexual harassment for about 30 years. I led a seminar one time online, the first online seminar across the country on sexual harassment.
Yeah, and there's still a lot of it out there, and you know the anti-retaliation laws are pretty strong, and you know what's interesting is I was dealing with another case in dealing with employment law with another attorney that hadn't been in California very long and didn't really realize how strong our laws are pro-employee. But if you're an employee and you're being treated poorly, then the laws are very much in your favor. And there's a lot that can be done. And so my eyes have been really opened over this past year and a half or so, where I'm really working deeply with some other people on these employment issues, and they're pretty fascinating.
Yeah, if you've been harassed on the job in some way, you can give us a call, because generally it doesn't necessarily mean sexual harassment. It can just be a general harassment. It can be discrimination. It can be a number of things. And there are remedies for that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you know, it's really interesting because things that you wouldn't really think of, things that make you uncomfortable, And if that discomfort rises to the level of, you know, you're going home crying, or you're just so upset you need to go to a therapist, or you're unloading on your family and they're going, come on, man, get a new job or something like that. If it rises to that level, you should probably have a consultation and talk about how bad it is. And you don't have to be wrongfully terminated. You don't have to be fired for a wrong cause to have a case. You can still be working there. As a matter of fact, we prefer that you're still working there and toeing the line and doing your everyday job. But if people are saying horrible things to you every day, or inferring that you're a bad person, or threatening you, say, I'd like to hit you on the head, or if they do hit you on the head, or, you know, those kinds of things, all if they add up to a general atmosphere of just hostility, and it's just awful. And if you're weighed down by that kind of thing, you really should be thinking about seeing a lawyer. And if you are an employer and you're creating this kind of environment, or allowing this kind of environment to take place, you need to remedy it.
Yeah. Now, there's a whole bunch of rules on the fact that employers need to be educating their supervisors on harassment, discrimination, and things like that. There are, I mean, I've talked to a number of companies that just hired me to come out and talk to their employees and supervisors about harassment and discrimination. And that's a very important thing for employers to know.
Yes, and employees. You got to know your rights. And boy, if you really feel you're in one of these situations, there's a lot of information on Google. I mean, Google has been, or Bing, or whatever search engine you got, the internet is incredible. And my mind is frequently blown by how quickly I can get information. As long as you know what you're looking for, it's amazing what kind of information you can get and how quickly you can get that information. So if you have your initial questions, go ahead and, you know, start browsing around, looking around, seeing what's out there. And, you know, if you think you've got a problem and you need some help, by goodness gracious, call us and we'll see what we can do.
And if we won't take the case, we'll refer you to somebody that will. The bottom line is, use us as a filter. Just call 544-9006 and say, you know, I've got a bankruptcy I'm thinking about doing. Do you have a bankruptcy attorney, or do you have a workers' comp attorney?
And the funny thing is, the reason why you might call us instead of just going to the attorney that you find online is, depending on what kind of bankruptcy, we'll know which ones are the better ones. If you need somebody that's really, you know, into business law, we'll steer you, you know, in a direction for people that we know have good character and that we've known for years and years and years. We're well connected in our community, and we know pretty much most of the litigators out there.
And we'll tell you attorneys that we'll dissuade you from going to. I mean, if you give us a call, we'll tell you, no, that's not somebody that you want to go to, because they're going to bill the heck out of your case
without doing anything for it, or they've been known to be unethical or whatever. But the bottom line is, we're just trying to, you know, out there trying to help you help yourself. And I still think that some of the better cases that I enjoy doing are working on those elder abuse cases, because they do involve trying to get a family unit to work together again. And oftentimes that is not going to happen. And if it is not going to happen, we need to be aware of it immediately, right out of the chute. And for that, we need that longer consultation where we can figure out what the family dynamic is right off the bat. And so I usually, a lot of times what I end up with is, say, three siblings who are noticing that their other one sibling is, you know, influencing their still alive parent, and, you know, changing the will, or changing the trust, or changing the financial arrangements. And the other three come in going, what do we do? What do we do? They've now taken over the house. They've now taken over the car. They're taking over the bank accounts. What do we do? And so we have to all sit down and talk about who's who. And, you know,
I've had that situation where three sisters come in and they're upset with the other sister that is, you know, kind of influencing mom's pocketbook. And, you know, they've gone and hired another lawyer and come back to me 3 months later and said, gee, we wish we would have followed your advice.
And what are we going to say? Yeah, told you so.
You should have.
A little bit late now. Yeah. I mean, and that is one of the harder things is when we get somebody that comes in with some work that some other lawyer has done, and then they want us to try and fix it. We can do that sometimes, but that is really, really hard to do. I have been successful occasionally, but there are some times where somebody comes in and either they or some other attorney has worked on it and they give me what's happened and I can't fix it because it's gone so far the wrong direction. And that is probably the most defeating day for me is when I see a problem and go, not that I don't want to fix it, but that I don't feel like I can. And that's very difficult. Very difficult to admit, too.
Sure.
I like to fix things. That's what I'm here for. Let's fix things.
Well, and the bottom line, if you've been injured or damaged through the fault of another, give us a call, and we'll direct you in the right direction. If we don't do your case, we'll direct you in the right attention. If you have a legal problem of any kind, give us a call at 544-9006. That's 544-9006. We'll direct you to the right family lawyer, the right bankruptcy attorney, the right criminal lawyer, the right workers' compensation attorney. If we don't do your case, we'll direct you to the people who will. So you've been talking today about, listening today about cases we take and cases we don't take, and I've been talking about it. So now that you know, I'm Charlie Cochran, and I'm with Rachel Erickson, and this has been Monday's edition of Ask the Expert.